Carry Playwrights Forum Radio Play Contest Entry Number 5, The Case of the Kidnapped Cabrapple by Tony Bowman. This play is based on characters created by the Fire Sign Theater Comedy Troupe and is an homage to the troupe's classic brand of comedy.
Out of the pages of yesteryear comes the legendary gumshoe, Rick Danger Private Nick. Join us in the adventure we call The Case of the Kidnapped Kerbopple. August Brothers, baking the best bread and rolls you can buy in Kerbopple Barbecue, the best barbecue you can buy in a Ziploc bag, present another exciting adventure of Rick Danger. We join the daring detective now as he puzzles over a confusing conundrum.
Now let's see. The rabbit goes around the tree. There, that's one shoe tied. It was a springtime in Hollywood when a young man's fancy turns to dames, and a dame's fancy turns to Botox and strappy sandals. I was practicing tying my shoelaces while my secretary baby was filing her nails. Suddenly, the phone rang. Baby! Baby, get the phone!
Oh, gosh, Rick. Can't you see I'm busy?
But that's your job, baby.
Okay, fine. No need to get nasty. Hello?
Is this the Danger Detective Agency?
No, this is his assistant, Baby.
I want to speak to Mr. Danger, and don't call me Baby.
Why would I call you Baby? That's my name. Ooh, is that your name too? What a coincidence.
No, this is Vinegar Kabobble calling for Mr. Danger.
Vinegar Kabobble? The pulled pork princess of the Piedmont?
Why, yes.
Oh, gosh, Miss Kabobble, I just love your pulled pork and a poke. The Ziploc baggies are so convenient.
Delicious, isn't it?
Oh, golly, I don't know. I'm from Hollywood. I don't actually eat. I just open the bag and sniff it at lunchtime. It smells yummy.
Oh, I see. Can I speak to Mr. Danger?
Hang on a sec. I have to see if he's here.
Hey, Rick, are you here?
You realize I can hear you, right?
Give me the phone. Baby threw the phone right at me. Ah!
Whoopsie!
Hello? Rick Danger.
Mr. Danger, this is Vinegar Kabobble. Wait, I thought your first name was Nick.
Not since the cease and desist order, Toots. Now it's Rick Danger, Private Nick.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
Look, sister, I don't write these lines, I just read them. So what can I do for you?
Oh, Mr. Danger, it's my husband, Kermit Kabobble. He's been kidnapped.
Kidnapped, eh? Guess somebody didn't like their pulled pork sandwich.
What? No, don't be ridiculous. I'm very rich, Mr. Danger. Obviously, they want my money.
Money, eh? Interesting angle for a kidnapping.
Huh? What kind of moron?
Look, sweetheart, let's get down to brass tacks. What do you need yours truly for, exactly?
Well, genius, I need somebody to, I don't know, track down the kidnappers and save my husband.
I see. And there would be money involved in this somewhere?
Let's see. Obviously, I'll pay your expenses.
Sweetheart, you just hired yourself a gumshoe.
How soon can you get to Bayberry, North Carolina?
I'll leave immediately, if not sooner. Don't worry, Miss Kerbopple. I'll have your hermit home in no time.
His name is Kermit. Just hurry, Rick. The police here are bumbling fools.
Baby, I'm going out of town. I'm going to need you to feed my cat, Pickles.
Gosh, Rick, I don't think cats like pickles.
Just feed my cat, will you? Quicker than Amy Schumer on a birthday cake, I was on the sidewalk and in my old jalopy. I had to get to North Carolina in a hurry. I took a quick right onto Route 66 and floored it. Darn it! That's when I discovered Route 66 no longer ran all the way across the country. I duct-taped my bumper back on and hit that newfangled Interstate 10. I roared away into the desert. My only company were my thoughts and half a bottle of gin I kept for traveling.
We'll return to Rick Danger after these messages. Hey, Janet, I haven't seen you here in the grocery store in a while. You look perplexed.
Oh, I'm shopping for lunches. I need something delicious, nutritious, and convenient.
Sue-ee!
Meg, who's that pig in a tuxedo, and what's he doing in the refrigerated section?
Why, I'm Kirby, official spoke pig for Kerbobble Barbecue Makers of Pulled Pork and a Poke, and I couldn't help but overhear your conundrum. Well, pulled pork and a poke is delicious, nutritious, and boy, howdy, is it convenient in these here Ziploc baggies.
Wow, Kirby, this is exactly what I've been looking for. Wait, isn't it awkward? A pig advertising barbecue?
Of course it is, but boy, howdy, is it tasty, y'all.
Kerbobble Barbecue Pulled Pork and a Poke. Everything but the oink in a Ziploc baggie. Available at gas stations and wherever fine pork products are sold.
Boy, howdy, is it tasty, y'all! Sweet!
We now return to Rick Danger.
I've been driving through the desert for days, or possibly hours. It's all a blur to me now. I remember Texas. I remember Alaska. I remember Detroit. Somehow, in my gin-soaked state, I managed to pull into an Alabama gas station and ask for directions. Hey, Pop, can I get some service over here?
All right, sonny. Hold your horses, I'm coming.
What can I do for you?
I'm trying to get to North Carolina. I'm lost.
Well, sonny, you keep going east on this road till you hit South Carolina. Then you turn left. Can't miss it.
Whew, guess I wasn't so lost after all.
Nah, just ignorant. Say, sonny, why don't you get one of them GPS contraptions? Keep you from getting lost.
GPS? What's that?
It's a thing what sits on your car and tells you how to get where you're going in a woman's voice.
No thanks, Pop. I've been married.
Suit yourself. Anything else I can do for you?
Yeah, fill her up with ethyl.
Haven't been on the road in a long while, have you, sonny?
Well, no, I don't guess.
Ain't had Ethel here in a number of years. Got her sister Myrtle out back, but she ain't much for traveling, what with her hip and all.
In that case, just fill her up with whatever you've got. A tank full of something called unleaded and a fresh bottle of gin later, and I was back on the road to Bayberry. I cruised into town just as I ran out of rot gut. It was a quaint little place, and it reminded me of some place I'd seen on television. I hadn't been in town more than 10 seconds, and the local cops were already on my case. I pulled to the curb.
Would you looky here, Arnie? We got us a California automobile.
All right, you, out of the car! Move that, move that, move that!
Now, Arnie, that ain't quite neighborly.
I had a feeling I'd seen these two before. What's the problem, officer?
What's the problem? What's the problem? He wants to know what the problem is, Randy. What is the problem?
Look, if I was speeding, I apologize.
Now, speeding, now. Actually, it was the opposite. You was only going 4 miles per hour in the 55 zone. I wanted to see if you were dead.
Oh, sorry, Sheriff.
Oh, I'm Sheriff Randy, and this is my deputy, Arnie.
Pleasure.
Pleasure's all mine. Well, I'll try to keep my speed up from here on out.
And I'd be just fine with that, except for that empty bottle of gin on the seat there.
Yeah, that's right. We're gonna have to run you in. Get out the old rubber hose, maybe pick up some vice grips and a blowtorch down at the hardware store.
Now, Arnie.
Randy, you can't just let this stuff go. You gotta nip it. Nip it in the bud.
Arnie, we talked about this. You go back to the car and take your meds.
Oh, Randy, darn it.
Look, Sheriff, I'm sorry. I was just in a hurry to get to the Kerboppel Mansion.
Oh, for goodness sakes, you must be the hard-boiled 30s detective Vinegar wanted me to bring in on the kidnapping. I thought you'd be taller and less drunk.
Well, I'm from Hollywood.
I suppose we'll just give you a pass, you being a fellow officer of the law and all.
Thank you, Sheriff. That's awfully neighborly of you.
Any help I can get in tracking down Vinegar's shiftless husband is welcome, yes, sir.
Oh, shiftless?
Just between you and me, I thought he just married Vinegar for her money, and that was supposed to be my job. I wasted a lot of movie ticket money taking her to shows in Mount Pilot. Went through a lot of guitar strings serenading her on Aunt Dee's porch.
Something was fishy here. Sounds like you didn't like the husband very much.
Oh, well, now, I wouldn't shed a tear if he fell headfirst into a wood chipper, or maybe got doused in honey and got buried in an anthill.
I see.
Took a bath with a toaster, poked a grizzly bear with a stick, or drank some Flint, Michigan tap water.
I get the point.
But I wouldn't kidnap him. That'd just be crazy.
We'll return to Rick Danger after these messages. Randy, Obie, time for supper.
Boy, there ain't nothing sweeter than Aunt Dee calling my family to dinner. And that got me thinking, what with y'all city folks becoming enamored with the country lifestyle, why not cash in on her gentle nature? And that's why I've opened Aunt Dee's Country Cooking right here in Bayberry with the menu just filled with Aunt Dee's favorite recipes and cooked by the woman herself. We got fried chicken, possum fritters, and catfish puree.
Randy, do you think I could have a little break? I've been cooking for 3 days, and it's awfully hot back there.
Why, sure you can, Aunt Dee. Take a 5-minute break. Then you get back to work, old woman. Y'all come on down to Aunt Dee's where it's always supper time. Ain't that right, Aunt Dee?
I feel a little faint.
2 minutes, 30 seconds left on that break.
We now return to Rick Danger.
My keen detective senses told me there was something rotten here in the town of Bayberry. I'd only been here a few minutes, and I determined the deputy was a few fries short of a Happy Meal, and the sheriff wasn't far behind. 2 possible suspects. I had to stay on my toes. The Kerboppel Mansion was on the other side of town. The good side, where everybody looked starched and freshly pressed. I could see myself settling down in a place like this, making a home with baby and pickles. But I'd have to give up the life of a fictional Hollywood noir detective, and that wasn't happening anytime soon. I parked my jalopy in the manicured Italian marble drive, walked up to the door, and rang the bell.
May I help you?
The butler looked like a refugee from a Frankenstein movie, and I couldn't help thinking I'd seen him somewhere before. I'm Rick Danger, and I'm here to see Vinegar Kerboppel.
Ah, yes. We've been expecting you. May I take your hat and coat?
And just like that, it all came rushing back to me. I did know him. Say, I think I know you. Did you work in Los Angeles back in the 60s?
No, I didn't. I've been butler here for many years.
No. Your name used to be Catherwood.
That's Gatherwood, sir. It hasn't been that other name since the cease and desist order.
Who is it, Gatherwood?
There she was, at the top of the stairs, looking just like Vivian Lee in Gone with the Wind, only with blonde hair and without the dress made out of curtains.
It's Mr. Rick Danger, ma'am.
No, just plain old Rick Danger. No, ma'am.
50 years later and you're still a tool.
What's that?
Oh, Mr. Danger, thank goodness you finally arrived.
She took one step and tumbled down the stairs. Tuck and roll, toots.
Oh, dear.
Try not to land on your neck. Gee whiz, how big is this staircase?
It is an old house, sir.
Yeah, but this is ridiculous. Use your hands! Hey, let me help you up there, Toots.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Danger. This was terribly embarrassing.
Well, I got some good news for you, sweetheart.
What's that?
I've already solved the case. I spun on my heel and socked the butler in the jaw.
Oh! Gatherwood!
I knew this mug in a previous life. Little tip for you. In the detective game, the butler always did it.
Oh, you idiot. That's impossible. Kermit disappeared Thursday night and Gatherwood was with me all evening.
Well, just goes to show you never can tell.
No, not like that. Thursday's my reading night. I lie in bed reading while Gatherwood turns the pages for me and feeds me peeled grapes. Isn't that right, Gatherwood?
Oh, yes, madam.
Oh, yeah? What were you reading?
50 Shades of Grey.
I made Gatherwood wear a blindfold.
Whoa.
Not like that, you idiot. So he wasn't reading the naughty bits.
Okay, old-timer. My mistake. Let me help you up.
Thank you, sir.
I brushed the dust bunnies off the butler. I still didn't trust him. His story stank like Michael Moore on a hot day. But Vinegar was paying the bills, so I decided to swallow my suspicions.
Gatherwood, why don't you go check on Anesthesia? I think she's in the garden.
Yes, ma'am.
Practicing anesthesia in the garden, eh? In California, we have our anesthesia in a hospital. Or mixed with scotch in a flophouse.
What? Oh, no. Anesthesia's my daughter. She's home from college.
Look, Miss Kerbopple, let's cut the chit-chat. Tell me about this kidnapping.
My husband, Kermit Kerbopple. He didn't come down for breakfast Friday morning. I went up to check on him and found his room in shambles. And I found this note.
Yep, he'd been kidnapped, all right. The letter was scrawled in crayon, and not the good Crayola 64 color kind, either. The kidnapper used the cheap ones from the dollar store. Puce and green. If you want to see your snuggle bunny alive again, bring $418.32 to the August Brothers Bakery on Elm at 4 a.m. a week from Friday. August Brothers, for the best bread. The rest was a poorly written bread commercial. $418.32. You have that kind of money laying around, sister?
Of course I have that much, you moron. The amount is ridiculously low, Mr. Danger. What could it possibly mean?
One of two things. Either we're dealing with a criminal mastermind or a complete idiot. I'm hoping for idiot. I'm not as sharp as I used to be.
Why am I not surprised? It's even more confusing. You see, the next day I received a second ransom note.
The second note was much more professional. They used real Crayolas. Mrs. Kerbopple, deliver $4 million in unmarked, non-sequential bills to Aunt Dee's Country Cookin' on Maple at 3 a.m. a week from Friday. Otherwise, I shall deliver your husband to you a piece at a time beginning Saturday. Signed, a friend. Lady, you got poor taste in friends. You got $4 million on you?
Sure. Let me get my purse, idiot. I don't have that kind of cash laying around. But I can have it here this evening.
I held the paper close to my nose. There was the vague smell of cologne, and just like the butler, it triggered a memory from my past. I'd smelled this before. I almost placed the aroma, but then I had a sudden epiphany. Friday? Why, that's tomorrow.
Yes. I need you to deliver the ransom money, both of them. And you have to get my Kermit back. You just have to.
Vinegar had given me a lot to think about. I had less than 12 hours to solve this caper. She gave me a picture of Kermit Kerbopple. It was a few years old, but he was a young, strapping guy, several years her junior. The butler was nowhere to be seen, so I let myself out. Before I could get to my car, I caught sight of something out of the corner of my eye. It was the old butler, Gatherwood, standing in the garden with a look of sheer terror on his face. There was something on his head. But all that faded into the background when I got a look at a pair of long legs leading up to a short skirt. The dame was a knockout, and she was holding a bow and arrow aimed right at Gatherwood. I ran toward them. Drop the bow and arrow, legs.
I beg your pardon. Did you just call me legs?
I pulled my snub-nosed 38 as she turned toward me, only to discover she had a pair of 36s pointed directly at me. I instantly knew I was outgunned.
Wow, even your voiceovers are misogynistic. Don't you think it's a little insulting to reduce women to description of body parts?
Never mind that. Drop the bow and arrow, Pocahontas.
You could really use some sensitivity training, mister.
They call me Danger. Rick Danger. And my idea of sensitivity is a good belt of scotch and a broad whose name I don't know. Now, why were you pointing an arrow at the old fossil?
I'm not aiming for Gatherwood. I'm going to shoot the apple off his head.
That's a strange hobby, Legs.
I used to hunt unicorns, but I can't anymore. Care to guess why?
Gatherwood, how do you feel about all this?
She's a millennial, sir. We indulge her. She hardly ever misses. Hardly ever.
All right. Hold still, Gatherwood.
Your aim was a little off, Legs.
Gatherwood had caught the arrow in his left kneecap.
Oh, no! Not the knee again.
He flinched. He always flinches.
I'm getting too old for this.
Okay, hold still, Gatherwood, while I pry this arrow out.
I suppose it still counts. The apple fell off his head as he writhed in agony.
That's it. I quit. You with your cursed arrows and your mother with her smutty novels, I'm done. I'm going back to Hollywood where people are sane.
Oh, just walk it off, Gatherwood.
And you. I should have killed you the first time.
Yeah, beat it. I want to talk to the bombshell.
Do you even know how callous, chauvinistic, and bigoted you are?
All character flaws, Legs. I chalk it up to my mother giving me gin in my baby bottle. That and being brought up on noir detective movies.
It's not that I'm complaining, mind you. You're appealing in an ironic and repulsive way. Yes, I think I'll keep you around. You're a welcome change to the milquetoasts my mother surrounds herself with.
Like your father?
Oh, Kermit? Oh, he's not my father. He's my stepfather.
Say, you wouldn't happen to know anything about your stepfather's disappearance, would you?
Why, no, I wouldn't. I hope you find him. He's a nice guy.
Listen, Legs, I don't know anything about this town. I'm like a fish out of water. You mind giving me the 50-cent tour?
Why, no, Rick. I'd love to. Just let me run up to my room and put on something more revealing.
Legs, you put on something more revealing and you're liable to get arrested.
Won't be the first time. I'll be right back. Just whistle if you need me. You know how to whistle, don't you, Rick? You just put your lips together and blow.
I hated to see her go, but I loved to watch her walk away. I knew everything about her, of course. Anesthesia Kerboppel, the pulled pork heiress. Her face and every other succulent part was plastered on grocery store gossip rags from Maine to New Hampshire, and every place in between. Even a down-on-his-luck gumshoe from the City of Angels wasn't immune to her charms. I was falling hard, and I'm pretty sure I was going to land in a gin bottle with the promise of rehab sometime later, but somehow I knew the trip would be worth it.
We'll return to Rick Danger after these messages.
Oh, Rob, haven't you found a job yet?
Gee, honey, times are tough. It's hard to find a job.
Well, then maybe you're barking up the wrong tree.
Who are you, and how did you get in our kitchen?
I'm Sam Spade, legendary noir detective, sweet cheeks. And how I got here is unimportant. The real lowdown is how I can help Poindexter with his problem.
How's that, Sam?
By introducing you to the Sam Spade School for Gumshoes. An exciting career filled with danger, booze, and dames can be in your future, Bob.
Really? Tell me more.
Dames, wait a minute.
Pipe down, princess. At the Sam Spade School for Gumshoes, you'll learn all the legal mumbo-jumbo and investigative techniques a private eye needs. But we go beyond the basic curriculum. You'll learn hard drinking, how to have a depressing outlook on life and humanity, and most of all, how to treat a dame like a dame.
You need to leave.
Hang on, honey. Let's hear what the man has to say.
2 weeks later.
Hey, Toots, how about you bring me a shot of bourbon and a hot cup of Joe?
How about you get it yourself? I'm leaving you.
Oh, come on, baby. You know I'm the only man for you.
Sorry, Rob, but now that you're a private eye, you've turned into a public dick.
The Sam Spade School for Gumshoes. When you need a change in your life.
Dames.
We now return to Rick Danger.
Anesthesia showed me around the little town of Bayberry, the local barber shop, Aunt Dee's Country Cookin', the August Brothers Bakery, all of it a little slice of Americana populated with characters that would make the cast of Hee Haw look sophisticated. I picked up a ton of clues along the way when I wasn't distracted by my traveling companion. Sometime after midnight, we returned to the Kerboppel Mansion and picked up the ransom. $4 million in a suitcase and $418.32 in a Ziploc baggie. Then Legs and I staked out our first money drop, Aunt Dee's Country Cookin'.
Rick, don't you think you should call in Sheriff Randy to back you up? What if the kidnapper is dangerous?
Listen, Legs, Danger is my middle name.
Actually, it's your last name.
Don't correct me, Legs. Just sit there and look pretty.
You do realize I have advanced degrees in phytoplankton, photosynthesis, particle physics, and polyamory, right, Rick?
Never made it out of the P's, eh? Don't fret. I get confused near the end of the alphabet myself.
I am so impressed you can make complete sentences. It's like talking to a jello mold.
Back at you, kid. But no, I don't want Sheriff Randy clued in on this. The drop is at his Aunt Dee's restaurant. Smells a little fishy, if you ask me.
No, that's just the catfish puree. It's a specialty of the house.
Randy wants your mother's money. He made that clear to me earlier. What's the matter, Legs? You afraid for me?
Yes, heaven help me. I mean, you're vile, rude.
Let it all out, Legs.
You dress like a hobo and you smell worse.
Lay it on me.
You're stupid, outdated, insensitive.
Okay, that's good enough.
And yet I find you completely irresistible. Oh, Rick, tell me something.
What's that, baby?
Have you ever been under anesthesia?
Me? No, I don't...
Well, you're about to be.
Legs couldn't help herself. It wasn't the most comfortable situation there in my Nash Rambler, but we made do. I began to see myself settling down with Legs, maybe raising a few little Kerboppel dangers. But I knew I wasn't the marrying kind, and she deserved better than a flat broke gumshoe from the wrong side of the tracks in Hollywood. Once this caper was done, I'd skip town, get my Rambler springs replaced, and maybe have the seats professionally cleaned. Shortly before 3 a.m., Legs and I took a walk through the deserted parking lot of Aunt Dee's. The smell of pulverized catfish hung enticingly in the warm night air. There were a million things I wanted to say to her. Look, Legs, I want to apologize.
Oh, Rick, it's okay. I wasn't expecting much, given the amount of gin you drink.
Huh? No, I want to apologize because I think maybe you got the wrong idea about me.
What? You mean that you're a noir detective, living a life of danger, and there's no room in it for love? I know that, Rick. I'm a big girl.
Baby, you're a rock.
No, I'm just a realist. But I have to ask you, Rick... Let's give it up. Run away together. Just leave the money here and hop the first plane going anywhere. Casablanca, Key Largo, the Congo. Just run away with me now while it's not too late.
Looking in her eyes, I was sorely tempted. Maybe it was time to hang up the fedora and trench coat. I almost said as much, but then her expression changed.
I'm sorry, Rick. It's too late.
I had that familiar feeling of being sucker punched from behind. The world went black as I fell backward onto the pavement. The last thing I saw were her eyes, but as I blacked out, I caught a whiff of cheap cologne from my past. The sickening stench of pyramid patchouli.
What's going on here? There's no money in that suitcase. What are you trying to pull, Miss Kerboppel?
I'm not. The money was in there. You fiend. Why did you have to hit him so hard?
Oh, relax. I just hit him in the head. There's nothing he needs up there. The man's an idiot.
I was coming around, but all I wanted to do was remain unconscious. Legs was in on this caper, and I knew the man's voice like the pimples on my butt.
Rocky. Rococo.
That's Rocky Cairo.
Changed your name, eh?
I got the same cease and desist order. Now where's my money?
Here, Rick, let me help you up.
Get your hands off me, Legs. You'd think I would have learned not to trust dames by now.
Oh, Rick, you don't understand.
I understand plenty, sweetheart. More than I want to know. How could you help kidnap your own stepfather?
It's complicated.
Oh, please, enough of this soap opera. And before you start feeling heroic, as you can see, I have relieved you of your trusty .38 snub-nosed revolver. I abhor gunplay, but in your case, I'll make an exception. Now where's my money, Danger?
Why? Wasn't it in the suitcase?
You know perfectly well it wasn't. Your clothes were in the suitcase. You have atrocious taste, by the way. And the condition of your underwear, you should see a doctor about that.
Where's Kermit Kerboppel, Half Pint?
Somewhere safe. Most of him, anyway. I brought a little bit of him with me in case you wanted proof.
Rocky pulled a rolled-up handkerchief from his coat pocket.
Ew!
Don't look, Legs. You weasel. What have you done?
I have removed one of Mr. Kerboppel's fingers, and I have it right here.
Wait a second. That's not a finger. That's pork barbecue molded to look like a finger.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. The fingernail is a potato chip.
No, it's a finger.
I'll prove it. I grabbed the finger out of Rocky's hand and took a big bite. See? Barbecue. Kerboppel barbecue from a Ziploc bag. Gosh, it's tasty, y'all.
Yes, pork barbecue. Week old pork barbecue that's been sitting in the sun. Danger, looks like I'll be getting my revenge after all.
Joke's on you. My system is swimming in booze. My stomach is an antiseptic wonder. You don't have Kerboppel at all, do you?
I may not have Kermit Kerboppel, but I do have one Kerboppel.
Let go of me!
One false move, Gumshoe, and I'll put a bullet in her pretty head. You see, Rick, I know your weakness. Now where's my money?
All right, small change. Take it easy with that piece. The real suitcase is in the trunk of my Rambler.
Ah, finally. You open the trunk. One false move and your lady friend gets it. Now, open the suitcase. At last, all that beautiful money. I can buy my way out of that timeshare now, get myself a new fez, go visit my family.
In Morocco?
Hoboken.
Okay, you got your money. Let Legs go.
Wait. We had a deal, Rocky.
And what? Oh, yes, of course. Here you are.
He handed Legs a manila envelope and shoved her into my arms.
You're not going to shoot Rick, are you?
Shoot him? Why would I do that? I like him. He makes me laugh. I just wanted my money.
Well, why don't you get a closer look at it, Pipsqueak? Shoving Legs out of the way, I grabbed the troll by his ankles and dumped him headfirst in the trunk. Then I slammed it shut.
Let me out of here!
Sorry for the rough treatment, Legs. Let me help you up.
Rick, wait. Where's your gun?
Oh, thank you. I'd almost forgotten I had it.
Run for it, Legs. Okay, Legs, we're far enough away.
Oh, Rick, do you think he might shoot his way out?
Out of a Nash Rambler? No way, baby. That's vintage Detroit steel. All right, Legs. What was so important in that envelope you were willing to betray me to get your hands on it?
Pictures. Pictures, Rick. Compromising photos of me. Oh, I'm so embarrassed. He was going to make them public. If the paparazzi got hold of them, my reputation would be ruined.
Compromising photos, eh? Fits Rocky's M.O., the slimy blackmailer. Let's see him.
Please, Rick, no!
Let's see. Well, this is just you dressed up like Princess Leia from Star Wars.
Yes, but I was at a Star Trek convention.
Ooh, not good. And this one, it looks like you were on stage.
Small town community theater. We didn't even memorize our lines, just read them off the page like a bunch of simps.
Whatever were you thinking?
I was young, and I needed the money.
Wait, this picture can't be that bad. It's just you in a white dress.
2 weeks after Labor Day!
Egad!
Oh, Rick, you have to understand the life an heiress leads. Twerking at Jack Nicholson's birthday party. A tryst with Justin Bieber. A fist fight with Rosie O'Donnell. All that looks great in the tabloids, but they'll never forgive you for being a nerd.
Gee whiz, you poor kid.
None of it matters now, Rick. I've been such a fool. Let the tabloids publish all of it. I just want to be with you.
There's still the question of Kermit Kerboppel, Legs.
I don't know where he is, Rick. Rocky Cairo has been bleeding me dry for years, and I just saw the kidnapping as an opportunity to pay him off. Neither of us had anything to do with Kermit's disappearance.
Okay, Sheriff. Did you get all that?
Boy, I'll say, Miss Anesthesia, I am disappointed as all get out with you, yes, sir.
Rick, how could you?
Sorry, Legs. Earlier this evening, while you were powdering your nose, I gave Sheriff Randy a call. There was no way he would use his aunt's restaurant for a money drop. Not even he's that dumb.
Well, thank you. I'll take the compliment.
But I didn't have any idea he'd need to protect me from you.
Rick, can't you see I love you?
And I love you too, Legs. But my first love is Justice, and she's a harsh mistress. Sure, I could let you go, but I'd regret it. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon. And for the rest of my life. Take her away, Randy.
I'll never forget you, Rick.
And I'll never forgive you neither, Legs. Randy and Arnie managed to get the midget out of my trunk without further violence. Now I was driving on my way to the last money drop. Anesthesia's eyes still haunted me, staring at me from the back seat of the patrol car as they drove her away. I was out of suspects, and worse, I was out of gin. But Kermit Kerboppel was out there somewhere, and I had to find him. August Brothers Bakery was empty as I pulled into the lot. I got out of my car, the baggie of money in one coat pocket, the reassuring weight of my reloaded .38 snub nose in the other.
Psst! That's far enough, Gumshoe!
The voice belonged to a shadow standing in the bushes. Who are you?
I'm the kidnapper. One of them, anyway. There's a lot of us.
Where's Kermit Kerboppel?
Safe, for now. Hand over the money.
Kerboppel first.
No, toss the money over and we'll release him. If I leave here empty-handed, it's curtains for the Kerboppel.
I had no choice. I tossed him the baggie.
Let's see. 400, 410. Yep, it's all here. Now you close your eyes and count to 10.
Get real.
Hey, we're dangerous, desperate men. Don't trifle with us.
Fine. 1, 2. I heard a car door slam and the stranger peeled out of the back lot. I ran to the Rambler. Oof! Silly me. I still had my eyes closed. I opened my eyes, jumped in the car, and roared down the highway in pursuit. I left my headlights off so I could follow without being seen. We traveled through the countryside and into the deep woods. A few places I thought I heard banjo music. But I steeled my courage and kept driving. A few minutes later, the stranger must have sensed my presence because he took off like a bat out of hell. We were going way too fast for the twisting, turning, one-lane roads. He couldn't keep this up forever. We came to a bridge over the Cape Fear Poxawatotatami River, and I didn't need a degree in physics to know he wasn't going to make the turn. The stranger missed the bridge and went over the cliff. I ran to the cliff edge and looked down. The kidnapper's car was hanging from a bush a few feet down, and it was at least 100 feet above the raging Poxawatotatami. There was no time to lose. I grabbed my mountain climbing rope out of the trunk, tied a double half-granny knot around the closest dwarf maple and rappelled down the cliff. The driver's side door was open, and there, hanging upside down in the seatbelt, was
Kermit Kerbopple?
But it wasn't possible. This man had Kerbopple's face, but he was a shrimp. No way this was the same guy from the photo.
Oh, darn.
You kidnapped yourself for $418.32? Why would you do that?
Oh, it's vinegar. I just had to get away. The woman's insatiable.
You mean you did all this just to get away from vinegar?
Oh, she's a succubus, I tell you. She's drained me dry. I'm only 28 years old. I used to be a linebacker for the Panthers, for goodness sake. Darn that woman who wrote 50 Shades of Grey.
Whoa. Wait. You're a billionaire. Why did you only want $418.32?
I own an island off the coast, but I needed money for food. My stomach's so sensitive, all I can eat is ramen noodles. I can live for 50 years off $418.32 worth of ramen. Listen, you gotta let me go. Look at me. If I go back, I'll be dead in a month. I'll split the money with you.
This is ridiculous. Why don't you just go back home and have it out with her?
Are you crazy? That's how I got in this mess in the first place.
No, no, I mean tell her how you feel.
Oh, no, that'll never work. It's my animal magnetism. She just can't help herself. Are you gonna help me or what?
I looked down at the roaring water of the Poxawatta Tatami and wondered what I should do. I drove alone back to Bayberry. I called up Vinegar and had her meet me at the sheriff's department.
So that's what happened, Randy. The bush gave way and Kermit plunged 100 feet down to the river.
Boy, howdy. That's a whopper of a tale. Poor old Kermit. Rough way to go, yes, sirree.
Oh, my poor Kermit.
Yes, a tragedy. Hey, since you now know I had nothing to do with any of this, how about letting me go?
No. We're guilty, Mr. Cairo, and we're going to get what's coming to us. Isn't that right, Rick?
Out of the mouths of babes.
You better pipe down, Cairo. I'll get out the rubber hose again.
This one always with the rubber hose. Luckily, I have a high pain threshold.
Really?
Rick, why is she staring at me like that?
Couldn't tell you, small fry.
Where's my $418.32, Mr. Danger?
Went over the cliff with your husband.
Well, at least I have my $4 million.
Oh, about that, see, we had to confiscate that for evidence. But don't you worry, Vinegar. I keep it safe right here with me. Yes, sirree.
Oh, wonderful.
Looks like nobody is getting what they want.
You know, Randy, I think you should release Mr. Cairo into my custody. I'll handle his punishment. In return, I might be persuaded not to file to have my money returned.
Well, ain't that something? Vinegar, you just bought yourself one tiny little foreigner.
All I'll undo is cuffs.
Oh, no need. I have my own handcuff keys.
You do?
Yes. Now come with me, you sweet little man.
Oh my, I'm blushing.
Not yet, but you will be.
Mom, what about me?
Oh, sweetie, Prison Bill's character. Look at Martha Stewart. I'll see you in 8 to 10.
Oh, Rick, what am I going to do?
I pulled her close.
Listen, Legs. You go to court and take your lumps. Wear your skirt high and your blouse low. There's not a red-blooded male judge this side of San Francisco that could resist you.
Rick, will you wait for me?
No. No, I can't do that. I like to spread the Rick around, Legs. Wouldn't be fair otherwise.
Oh, Rick, you're such a tool.
I left Bayberry behind in a cloud of exhaust and a fog of gin. Randy was right. Everybody got what they wanted. Vinegar Kerbopple got a new boy toy. Rocky Cairo got a rich sugar mama to keep him in cheap cologne and fezzes. Sheriff Randy got $4 million, and Deputy Arnie finally got to use that rubber hose. Kermit Kerbopple, Well, he's sitting on a beach somewhere eating his ramen noodles in peace. But as usual, the private eye didn't get dick. A fistful of cash that barely covered my expenses. And anesthesia, poor legs. She was probably bunking with a woman named Large Marge. No, me and Legs were the big losers in the case of the kidnapped Kerbopel. I pulled back into the gas station I'd stopped at a few days, or maybe a lifetime ago. Fill her up, Pops.
Oh, hey, I remember you. You're that idiot from the other day.
Pops, you got no idea.
Well, how was North Carolina?
Beautiful. Beautiful and deadly. Someplace I'll never forget.
Hmm. Say, Sonny, there's a nice-looking girl waiting for you out back. Nice pair of legs on her.
Could it be? I ran out back, and there she was. My legs.
Oh, Rick!
Legs! Did you escape?
No, Rick. You were right. Short skirt, low-cut blouse. The case didn't even get past the grand jury. It's a man's world, and luckily, men are morons. Mother's disowned me, Rick. She cut me out of the will. Still want me?
Legs, you had me at low-cut blouse.
Wait, Rick. What you said earlier about the other women. Are there, Rick, other women?
Only one. Pickles. She has big green eyes, but you'll like her, Legs. She purrs when you rub her belly.
You're talking about a cat, right, Rick?
You've just heard another exciting adventure from the casebook of Rick Danger, Private Nick. Tune in for his next thrilling adventure, same time next week on this station.
And that was Cary Plowright's Forum Radio Play Contest entry number 5, The Case of the Kidnapped Kerbopel by Tony Bowman, starring Mark Anderson as Rick Danger, featuring the voice talents of Rita Hewell as the narrator, Vinegar Kerbopel, and Aunt Dee, Rhonda Lemon as Baby, Anesthesia Kerbopel, and Kermit Kerbopel, Jason Christ as Pops, Deputy Arnie, and Rocky Cairo, and Joel McLaughlin as Kirby Pig, Sheriff Randy, and Gatherwood, direction by Christian O'Neill. A special thanks to Hugh Willard, the band Thursday's Flight, and Tony Bowman for contributing to our music and sound effects, and a special thanks to Kenny Hertling for mixing those sound effects, and for Jason Christ for playing some of those sound effects. If you want to learn more about the Firesign Theater, you can visit their website at www.firesigntheater.com.